Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, December 9th, 2019. For decades, no one has known exactly how many homeless people live in Berlin and how many sleep outside at night in the winter. According to estimates, between 6 and 10,000 people are living on the streets in the capital, and the trend is rising. Welfare associations and social workers have long been calling for a statistical basis on which they can offer people from the street suitable support throughout the year, more than the previous emergency cold aid in the winter. They want to know how many men and women live on the streets, which languages they speak, and how old and healthy they are. A relatively new picture in Berlin are homeless people who require wheelchairs for which emergency overnight accommodations are not prepared. To have better data, the Senate has now called for a census. The so-called Nacht der Solidarität, or Night of Solidarity, will take place overnight January 29th to the 30th of 2020, for which more than 2,500 volunteers have already signed up to assist. According to previous plans, around 500 teams consisting of 3, 4, or more helpers will walk through the district on fixed routes between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., The routes were developed in cooperation with social services, who often know where homeless people spend the night. The teams will not search squats or private premises, but only public spaces. A specially trained team leader will have social work background with every team. The answering of questions is voluntary, and the code of conduct for volunteers requires that those questioned are always treated with respect and that no photos, posts, and/or passing on of names and data are passed on to third parties. Those who do not want to talk to the teams will only be counted. And it's been reported that there will be no pressure put upon those questioned, those who are sleeping can continue to sleep, and those who hide from volunteers will not be searched out. For more information about the Night of Solidarity, please follow the link in our show notes. The murder of a Georgian in Tiergarten has triggered a diplomatic crisis between the governments of Berlin and Moscow. As announced by the Federal Foreign Office on Wednesday, more than 3 months after the murder, Germany declared 2 employees of the Russian embassy to be undesirable diplomats with immediate effect. The federal government is thus drawing the consequences of a possible involvement of the Russian Secret Service. Despite repeated high-ranking and emphatic demands, Russian authorities had not been sufficiently involved in clarifying the murder of Tornike K. on August 23rd. It had already been speculated shortly after the murder that it could have been the act of a Russian hitman. The federal prosecutor's office took over the case on Wednesday on suspicion that state authorities in Russia or the Chechen Republic might have commissioned the murder, and a spokesman for the Russian government had already denied any connection a few days after the crime. Recently, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called the suspicion of Russian involvement a, quote, absolutely groundless speculation that's being exaggerated by the German media. The Russian Foreign Ministry described the expulsion of the 2 employees of the embassy as, quote, unfounded and unfriendly. And according to Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, an answer will not be long in coming. Meanwhile, German investigators are sure that the suspect, Vadim K., is known to the Russian authorities, as Russian investigators searched for him in 2014. However, 1 year later, the official search report was deleted. Moreover, the federal police fear for the safety of the alleged hitman. The Daily Tagesschau reports that the suspect had been transferred to another prison. The reason being, the Federal Intelligence Service has apparently received a tip that he is to be deliberately killed in prison. The order to murder him is said to have been given from the same place in Russia as the one who ordered the murder of the Georgian, out of concern that he could reveal details about the crime. For better climate protection, the Berlin Greens want to ban automobiles with combustion engines outside of the city limits. According to Chairman Werner Graf on Saturday at a party conference in Mitte, in times of climate crisis, the right thing to do is to rebuild Berlin socially and ecologically. Graf wants to regain public space for all people and needs. In Berlin, only a third of all journeys are made by a car, but, quote, in public space, they take up almost everything. The goal of a car-free city is to be achieved by a city toll, more investments in buses and trains, a levy for tourists, and a redesign of car parks into livable space. On Saturday morning, activists of the Zentrum für politische Schönheit, or Center for Political Beauty, or ZPS, laid the gravestone of former Reich Chancellor Franz von Papen in front of the CDU party headquarters. The gravestone had disappeared from the Wallerfangen Cemetery at the beginning of the week. Franz von Papen was Reich Chancellor for the Zentrum party from June to December of 1932. After his fall, he negotiated with Adolf Hitler about a government coalition with which the National Socialists came to power. Von Papen then held various positions in the government and as an ambassador abroad. During the denazification in 1947, he was classified as a, quote, main culprit and sentenced to 8 years in labor camps. In 1949, he was released prematurely. The Berlin police initiated a criminal investigation into the discovery of stolen property, and a spokesperson confirmed that the gravestone, which is assumed to be the missing one, has been seized and is being searched for fingerprints and DNA. According to ZPS leader Philip Rook, the purpose of the action is to remind people of the betrayal of democracy. In Germany, damaging graves is a criminal offense that must be prosecuted. In the case of a conviction, a prison sentence of up to 3 years can be imposed. Another recent action by the activist group has also stirred up controversy. In order to warn of the AfD's policy, the Center for Political Beauty erected a column in front of the Reichstag building. According to the group, it was filled with soil that contained the ashes of the victims of National Socialism. More than 200 soil samples were taken at 23 locations in Germany, Poland, and Ukraine, where Nazis committed mass murders. Lab tests have provided evidence of human remains in more than 70% of the sites. The group asked for an apology on Wednesday after criticism of the project, some of which was fierce, especially from the Jewish community, and rabbis offered to help dismantle the column. According to activists, the ashes were removed in the meantime, but the column itself, however, was set in concrete on Saturday. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thank you.